previously on The Big Bang Theory.
Who says something like that?
It was the heat of the moment.
NASA really wants my telescope up on the space station, so they're putting me on an earlier launch.
When?
A week from Friday.
What? We're getting married that Sunday.
You're right. I can't go to space. I have to get married. No one can say that's not a good reason. I'll call him back.
We'll have the wedding when you get back.
Your dad's gonna be furious. There's no way he's gonna let us postpone this wedding. Well, we tried.
I'll talk to him. He won't say no to his little girl.
No, I should talk to him. Man to man. All right, look, I'm gonna level with you. Terrified about going into space. You know, what if I don't make it back?
It's gonna be okay, son.
You really think so?
Of course. A pretty girl like Bernadette, she'll find a new guy.
And now, launch step 12, reading okay, acknowledged.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah?
I changed my mind. I don't want to do this.
Good one.
Yeah, I'm a funny guy. I also have a hysterical bit planned for later where I pretend to cry through the whole launch.
Strapped into the space shuttle next to Howard, Mike and the other astronaut exchange looks and laugh. Howard exhales steadily.
Sheldon, what channel is NASA TV?
289, right between the Game Show Network at 288 and the East Coast feed of the Disney Channel on 290.
I love his eidetic memory. It's so sexy. Sheldon, what are the ingredients in Pringles?
Dried potatoes, vegetable oil, corn flour, wheat starch, maltodextrin, salt, and my favorite ingredient of all, uniformity.
The uterus quivers, does it not?
There's Howard's rocket, live from Kazakhstan.
Oh, God, I'm so nervous. I don't think I could watch.
You're nervous? I've been stress eating for 4 days. Look at me. I'm wearing my fat pants.
Remarkable. In just under a half hour, 200 metric tons of fuel will ignite in a controlled explosion right beneath Howard's keister. And all from a country whose entire contribution to the global economy has been Tetris and mail order brides.
Give me those damn Pringles!
All systems of the ship ready? Yes.
Okay, we're in the final countdown. How you doing over there?
Good. Good. A quick question. I missed it in the briefing. How much urine do these suits hold?
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory.
Hey, Fruit Loops, want to hit your fan switch?
Check.
He calls you Fruit Loops because of your very gay haircut?
No, it's because I live with my mom and she makes me Fruit Loops.
Go with gay story. People are more accepting of that.
Actually, Fruit Loops just got married to a girl.
Congratulations.
Thanks. We decided to do it before the launch.
You and Mrs. Loops have a big wedding?
Not exactly. Listen, if you don't mind, I'm not really up for chatting. I'm just going to sit here quietly and let my life flash before my eyes. That went really quick. Let me try it again.
Howard has a flashback.
Close your eyes. Put out your hand. I got you something special.
Come on, Howard. I'm not falling for that again.
No. Here.
Opening a jewelry box.
Put it on me.
Okay, but I'm gonna have to get it back from you so I can take it to the International Space Station. That way, when I come home, you will have a star that was actually in space.
Oh, my God.
Take that, every guy who's ever bought you anything.
This is the most amazing gift I've ever gotten.
Really? If you like it that much, close your eyes and put out your hand. When I eat Fruit Loops, the other astronauts make fun of me!
He rejoins Bernadette.
Howard, I don't want to wait until you're back to get married.
What?
I want to be married to you before you get in that rocket.
But I'm leaving in 2 days.
What about Applejack?
I don't need to take cereal!
What kind of breakfast do you think they're going to give you in Russia?
They invented pincers! I'll be fine!
They invented the light bulb in New Jersey. It doesn't mean they hand them out to you when you go.
We'll have a quick little ceremony with just our friends, and we'll still have the big reception with everyone when you get back.
Wow. Okay, let's get married.
They share a tender kiss.
You know what? I'll buy you all brand in case you get stopped up in outer space.
So anyway, we decided to go down to City Hall this afternoon, get married, and then have the reception when Howard gets back.
That's so great.
I mean, we know it's short notice, but we'd love you all to come with us.
No, 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 this is not the wedding I wanted. I want to wear my maid of honor dress and walk down the aisle with 100 eyes on me while a string quartet plays The Way You Look Tonight.
That wasn't going to be our processional music.
Well, it was going to be mine.
Thank you for the invitation, but I have to decline because it doesn't sound like something I'll enjoy.
Come on, Sheldon, it'll be fun.
That's what you said about the Green Lantern movie. You were 114 minutes of wrong.
So what do you say, Amy?
Can I wear my maid of honor dress?
Seriously, you're gonna wear that thing to City Hall?
It's all I have left. You're gonna take that from me too?
Amy's wearing a shockingly pink dress and matching shrug.
Amy, you look great.
I know.
Where'd you get a beer?
From that happy young couple over there with all the tattoos. Beautiful story. They're in rival drug gangs and they're getting married. Shh. No one can know.
Look at all these people in love. Kind of gets you thinking, doesn't it?
It does, indeed. Leonard, is it awkward being here with Penny, given that you recently proposed to her?
You proposed to Penny?
I don't want to talk about it.
Where did he bob the question? What did you say?
She said no. Can we drop it now?
It wasn't a real proposal.
Why wasn't it a real proposal?
He asked her during coitus.
Did you get down on one knee, or were you already there?
Harry, don't talk like that on your wedding day.
Sorry, Ma. Bernadette. Ma, you're my Bernadette.
Good move telling Sheldon.
Well, I can't propose. I can't talk to my friends. Is there anything else I'm not allowed to do?
All right, that's enough. Today is not about you two. Today is about Howard and Bernadette and me.
Folks, can I have your attention? It's 5 o'clock. We're going to be able to take 3 more couples. The rest of you will have to come back on Monday.
No.
I doubt this. Excuse me, but is there any way you can squeeze us in? See, I'm an astronaut, and I'm leaving for Russia on Sunday, so I can take a Soyuz rocket to the International Space Station.
Yeah, me too. I'll see you there.
I can't believe we're not going to get married.
Excuse me, I'm going to go see if the couple at the front of the line needs a maid of honor.
So I tell my wife, get a dog, don't get a dog. I'm not working it, I'm not feeding it, I'm not picking you up after it.
You know you're going to wind up walking it.
I know.
Shouldn't you guys be talking about space stuff instead of dogs?
Dimitri, Fruit Loops would be more comfortable if we talked about space stuff.
Okay. I'm going into space, and when I come back, I have to pick up a poodle crap.
Is that better?
Thanks.
You know, we could always drive to Vegas and get married.
No, isn't that kind of tacky?
Hey, I know tons of people who got married in Vegas.
Are any of them still married?
Yeah. I mean, not to the same people, but...
There's gotta be someplace special we could do it.
Leonard, where did you envision marrying Penny?
Will you shut up?
I know how to make it special.
I told you we are not recreating The Wedding from The Sound of Music.
Yes, you made that brutally clear to me. What I was going to suggest is if that you're willing to wait until Sunday morning, the Google satellite will be over Pasadena. You can have your wedding photographed from space.
That's so cool.
Oh, way to go, Raj.
I keep telling you, if I wasn't an astrophysicist, I would have been a party planner. It was always a coin flip.
Okay, so we know we're gonna do it Sunday morning. Now we need to find a good place for the satellite to see us.
How about our roof?
Oh, yuck.
That's great.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe my maid of honor dress is gonna be on Google Earth.
So we have the where and the when, but we still need to figure out who's gonna do the ceremony.
Well, that's easy. Anyone can go online and get ordained as a minister. I know a piercing parlor where for $100 they'll marry you and stick a wedding ring through any body part you want.
Great. Well, who's it gonna be?
I'll do it, provided I can perform the ceremony in Klingon.
No.
What do you see in her?
How fast is it leaking?
Leaking? What's leaking?
Fuel.
Shh.
Not bad. We feel okay to go. Okay, thanks, Mission Control.
Отлично. Спасибо, Центр.
There's fuel leaking and we're still gonna go?
Don't lose your Fruit Loops, Fruit Loops.
This happens a lot. 9 times out of 10, no problem.
What happens on the 10th time?
Problem.
Hey, guys, before I forget, I got you a little groomsman present.
Oh, nice, do that. Man.
Fantastic Four, annual number 3 from 1965 in mint condition. The one where Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Girl get married.
Oh, dear. I was afraid of this.
What?
While a thoughtful gift, this comic book in this condition is worth at least $100.
Yeah, so?
I bought you and Bernadette a gravy boat worth $88. Which places me in your debt. And I can't be in your debt because someday you might ask me to help you move. Or to kill a man.
I doubt he'll ask you to kill a man.
But what if it's his only way out? I can't risk it. Here is $12. Now we're even. Yeah, wait. I bought a card. Give me $2.
To Leonard.
For the record, this is why I hate gift giving.
Who is it?
It's the groom.
Can't come in. Bad luck to see the bride.
Okay, fine. Bernie, I have to go pick up my mother! I'll be right back!
Why can't she drive herself?
She doesn't want to sit in her dress and wrinkle it, so I'm gonna lay her down in the back of my neighbor's van!
All right, just hurry!
Okay, I'll see you later, Ma. Lovely bride-to-be. Really gotta watch that.
Up on the roof...
Come on, Raj, we're ready to start.
We're ready? When I say we're ready.
Adjusting Howard's bow tie.
Okay. Now we're ready.
Ma, you want to move your chair over here so you can see?
I'm fine where I am. I don't want to fall off the roof.
You'll fall through the roof before you fall off it.
Benny?
Bernadette's walking up a makeshift aisle.
Your new mother-in-law's a piece of work.
Not now, Dad.
She's got a bigger mustache than me. Here you go.
Here you go. What am I, a football?
Bernadette's dad drops a kiss on the top of his daughter's head. Then he turns and shakes Howard's hand.
Like that guy could catch a football.
Howard and Bernadette, the five of us stand before you as your friends and newly ordained ministers.
Louder! They all got ordained! They're all marrying us! It's adorable! If you want to hear, come closer!
Guys, when I look at the two of you starting your lives together, It fills my heart. It fills my heart. Okay, I'm gonna need a minute.
Okay, I'll go. Howard and Bernadette, I know you two planned on getting married in a big fancy wedding, but when you're in love, it doesn't matter where or how these things happen. It just matters that you have each other. Problem? No.
I think the Reverend Hofstadter is making an ironic connection between your statement about love and your rejection of his proposal in the bedroom.
I didn't say it.
All right, that's enough from the both of you.
Well, he started it.
Well, I'm ending it.
Penny scowls.
Bernadette, I want to thank you for allowing me to be your maid of honor. I also want you to know that I will be happy to do it again if this marriage craps out.
Raj, Leonard, Penny, and Sheldon stare at Amy.
Thank you, Amy. Very touching. Howard and Bernadette, you are lucky enough to be best friends who love each other. And that's the strongest kind of love, because at its core, it has kindness, patience, and respect. Qualities that are hard to find in people these days.
Penny glares at Leonard.
Would you like some aloe vera? You just got burned. My turn. Howard, Bernadette. Dachdaj Mocha.
Sheldon, I told you don't cling on.
Sheldon looks completely put out.
Fine, I'll do it in English, but it loses something. The need to find another human being to share one's life with has always puzzled me. Maybe because I'm so interesting all by myself. With that being said, may you find as much happiness with each other as I find on my own. The Klingon would have made you cry.
I believe you two have prepared vows.
Taking a ring from Amy.
Howard Joel Wallowitz, like you, this is going to be short and sweet. I love you with all my heart and soul, and promise to be with you forever.
Raj hands a ring to Howard.
Bernadette, Marianne, Rostenkowski.
Speak up!
Hey, from now on, she's the only woman who can yell at me!
He smiles with newfound confidence.
Until I met you, I couldn't imagine spending my life with just one person. And now I can't imagine spending one day of it without you.
By the power vested in us, by the state of California,
and the Klingon High Council,
we now pronounce you husband and wife.
Viewed from above, the trail of white paper Bernadette's standing on makes a large outline of a heart with an arrow pierced through it.
That's ignition. I love this part.
Me too.
I have strongly mixed feelings.
Oh my God, it's happening.
Did I miss it?
No, come on in, hurry.
I love that man.
Me too.
Bernadette takes Raj's hand in hers.
I can't believe it. This whole time, a small part of me thought he was lying.
Penny takes Leonard's hand in hers.
This is it.
Boldly go, Howard Wallowitz.
Sheldon takes Amy's hand in his.
Bashaw.
The space shuttle launches.